Welcome to Code from HardToFindCode.com. Today, Article 210, Branch Circuits, GFCI and AFCI, the two rules that generate more callbacks than almost anything else.
Article 210 is the article I write the most corrections against. The 2023 cycle expanded GFCI under Section 210.8 to cover all 125 through 250 volt receptacles in kitchens, not just countertop outlets anymore. Every receptacle in the kitchen space.
Wait, I thought GFCI was just bathrooms, kitchens, garages, and outside. Are you saying a fridge receptacle behind the fridge needs GFCI now?
Exactly. We had a guy fail inspection on a fridge circuit because it wasn't GFCI protected. Also, outdoor outlets now have their own subsection under 210.8.F. Single phase, 150 volts or less to ground, 50 amps or less outside, needs GFCI. That pulls in a lot of HVAC condenser circuits.
What about AFCI under 210.12? I always mix up which rooms need GFCI versus AFCI versus both.
Here's the field shortcut. GFCI protects the person from shock, wet locations. AFCI protects the building from an arcing fault causing a fire, living spaces. In a kitchen or laundry room, you often need both. Section 210.12 lists the specific occupancies, dwelling units, dormitories, and a defined list of other spaces.
On a residential final, I'm opening the panel, checking that every 15 and 20 amp 120 volt circuit feeding bedrooms, living rooms, closets, and hallways has AFCI protection. The most common mistake I catch is combination AFCI-GFCI breakers wired backwards, or guys thinking a short extension of an existing circuit is exempt when it's not.
Is there a quick way to keep all those locations straight?
Laminated cheat sheet in the truck. 210.8 for GFCI locations, 210.12 for AFCI locations. Get them memorized cold. They're the fastest way to fail or pass a rough-in. Find more breakdowns at HardToFindCode.com.